I love this commercial that's running at just nonstop on every channel, where it's no on the latest initiative 976. And what I love about it is this big say no on initiative 976. That's the car tabs reduction initiative. But it doesn't just say that. It adds Tim Eymond's name to the initiative. Say no to Tim Eymond's initiative 976. Now, we all know why. I mean, it makes perfect sense because Eymond is an unpopular individual in many circles and wildly popular in smaller circles. And so you attach his name, you attach someone unpopular. But and the reality is car tab fees are not popular. People don't like paying huge car tab fees, and they feel nickel and dime to death. I know I do. And I don't exactly buy the newest of cars. I tend to focus on driving. It's one of my many environmental moves, which is there's already a perfectly good vehicle out there that has a number of years on it and has many miles left. So why bother creating a new one quite yet? I'll get the new one for the wife, and I will drive the other. And but still, you go in for your car tabs, and you feel like you're paying rent on your car. You know, you're already paying rent on your property because your property taxes are high. So every month, you're a big chunk of your mortgage payments going to the government. Then you got to pay rent on your car because in order to drive it, you got to keep paying them year after year, even though you've already purchased it. And you're paying tax on your gasoline. So I get where this frustration comes from and why the Eymond Initiative managed to gather 340,000 signatures. And so I was checking it out. Now, here's what this Initiative 976 would do. This is from Maria Frost, one of my colleagues at Washington Policy Center. She is head of the Kohl Center for Transportation there. And the key findings of her Citizen's Guide to Initiative 976, and I should add, if you're looking to find out what each of the statewide ballot measures would do, there is a Citizen's Guide on each one of them at washingtonpolicy.org that you can read. It doesn't tell you how to vote. It tells you what these things would do. So Initiative 976 would lower the annual vehicle registration renewals to $30 a year. Drivers would pay additional car tab taxes and fees, many of which would be repealed entirely or reduced, but not all. Transportation benefit districts would no longer have the authority to impose vehicle fees. Sound Transit's entire 1.1 motor vehicle excise tax, MVET, would be repealed conditionally. And if they didn't repeal it, it would be reduced to one half of a percent. And it would reduce the money drivers pay for public transportation at the state and local levels. Of the approximate $4.2 billion fiscal impact to the state and local revenues over 6 years, 35% would be cut from the state multimodal account. In other words, it's a public transportation account. 46% would hit Sound Transit. And then 8% would come out of the Motor Vehicle Fund, which funds roads and bridges. Now, I look at our roads and bridges. I've been a lifetime Washington resident. You look around and you see our population growing, and it's very clear to me we should be building additional lanes. We need additional lanes on I-5. It's insane. The population was much smaller when I was a kid, and we're still driving through what? You have to crisscross lanes in order to get through the biggest choke point in the state, in Seattle. But everybody's freaking out about this initiative because of the big damage it's going to do. And they're almost always talking about the roads and bridges and earthquake relief and the rest. And nobody seems to care about the opportunity costs of so many things like Sound Transit that are not going to relieve traffic, where the money gets diverted into those pipe dream projects that are politically popular amongst the elite but aren't actually going to relieve traffic for you or me. And we're going to continue to see additional congestion. Yes, that's possible. For the decades to come. You know, so they're not concerned about that diversion of funds, but they are concerned if the money goes back in your pocket. That's what strikes me as odd about that. David Bozeman for Dory Monson here on 97.3 KIRO FM.